KMAN, Fort Riley Day here on KMAN's In Focus, and we're talking this next segment with Mitch Foley, Transition Services Manager out at Fort Riley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here. We're going to talk a little bit about the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program and what it does. Maybe give us a little background on that.
So the Soldier for Life program is a program developed to help soldiers that are transitioning out into the civilian world. There's a lot of gaps that we have. The Army is great about training itself. However, we're not certified or licensed in the civilian world. So this tries to close that gap, help them with that planning process so they can be successful in the civilian world.
All right. When does the whole process of starting to prepare for life after military begin?
Realistically, it should start the day you start serving to start making your plan for the future. But the program itself really focuses on that 18 to 12 months prior to them separating. That way they can get the services they need, they can make all the contacts they need, and anything that they want to do within the program to help themselves become more successful, they have time to do that.
Okay. As far as who can take advantage of these programs, and how do they do that, and when do they get signed up?
All active duty personnel, and then only the reserves, the National Guard, that are actually in an active status or an AGR status, they're also allowed to attend the program. They come to Building 212 Custer Avenue on Fort Riley, or they can go to the SFLTAP website, and that will also give them the links and things that they need to do.
All right. So a lot of the services you offer there, this is probably like, you know, helping them find jobs or maybe housing, stuff like that?
Not so much on the housing piece, but the connection with the employers, and then also linking them up with the services wherever they're going to transition to. So if they're going to Kansas City, we give them those local veterans groups. We give them the VA contacts that they're going to need when they get there. And that just helps flow that process through. As they get there, they have a support system established, and we try to link them up with that.
Okay. I see here there's the National Defense Authorization Act, which took effect in October. What's changed since then?
On my side of it, it's the reporting part for the commanders, so that the commanders are now held accountable for the soldiers not coming into the program on time. But the big thing that the NDAA did was all branches of service now across the entire DOD now all have the same program.
Okay. As far as the career skills program, can you talk specifically about that?
So we have career skills programs are within the last 6 months of their separation. We can put them on internships, apprenticeships. I have made a lot of partnerships with companies. So I've got IHG Hotel System, the International Hotel Group. They can do an operations management course for that. I've got ABF Freight does a CDL licensing program, and then you're also going to work for ABF. Airstreams Renewables does a program to be a tower technician, work on cell towers, windmills. Kansas Works is our big one here in the state because I can intern with any company across the entire state of Kansas through the Kansas Works group. These internships, the only thing I really have to work on that is just the housing part if the soldier's going away from the post. I've got Ryder does a diesel technician course. Heroes Make America does a manufacturing course. And then the newest one that's coming on board is the Home Builders Institute. It's just run by the Home Builders Association and sponsored by Home Depot.
Wow, okay. And these are all available at Fort Riley?
Correct.
Okay. What is, and you said that's one of the new ones. Do you have any other new ones?
I'm still working on the Job Corps with the Flint Hills Job Corps because they have several apprenticeship programs that would really be beneficial. The Home Builders Institute is my newest one, and it'll start in February. They're starting off with carpentry. It's going to advance into HVAC, electrical, plumbing, getting all that pre-apprenticeship stuff and getting them into the courses, and then linking them up with employment on the other side.
These partnerships are so important and so vital here, probably filling a need in not just Manhattan, but the whole region.
Absolutely. So the numbers for my soldiers, 86% of them actually leave the state of Kansas. And Kansas, by the Chamber of Commerce, they have more jobs than they have people to fill them. So we're trying to partner with companies, especially under the Kansas Works Agreement, to keep the soldiers here in Kansas.
All right. How many soldiers do you estimate leave the military from Fort Riley each year?
For this year, 2020, I'm scheduled 1,796 soldiers will be separating. But I usually have 200 or 300 additional soldiers that will separate. medical or retirements, I can't plan for those. That's something that comes from them.
All right. And how many of those can soldiers can participate in the programs at one time?
Well, we don't have a cap necessarily. Each of the programs individually allow an X amount of students based on the how many teachers they have. Really, this comes down to the commander and the soldier. So the soldier applies for the program, and the commander, based on the mission, can either say yes or no.
Okay. Again, we're speaking with Mitch Foley, Transition Services Manager at Fort Riley, about their Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. How many soldiers would you say have graduated from these programs and gone on to new careers?
Since 2015, we've had more than 1,000 soldiers from Fort Riley attend the programs I have here and elsewhere around the other bases, and all have went directly into employment.
All right. And do all soldiers participate, or are you just trying to encourage more of them to take part?
I really encourage more of them. I myself, they didn't have this program when I retired more than 10 years ago, and I struggled getting the jobs that I needed when I got there. Using the career skills portion especially gets you that license, that certification, so that you can actually go to work at the level that you want to work and be able to sustain your family.
So just kind of off your own experience, what did you find was the toughest part of the transition?
Communication. So I could not communicate. I was in the military for 22 years, so my language that I spoke is completely different than the civilian world. And I really struggled communicating because I could do the tasks, but I couldn't tell them that I could do the task. I was saying the wrong things.
I see. Okay. And that you're probably not alone. This probably happens to a lot of folks.
Absolutely.
Any job fairs you have coming up here around the corner?
On March 18th, we have the Recruit Military and the DAV coming out. They will be on Fort Riley at the Riley Community Center. They will have the morning portion, they'll have personnel there to help them write the resumes, help them get linked up with the employers. The employers are being sent to me a list every week. It's being updated, and I'm publishing that out on our Facebook page, the Fort Riley Soldier for Life Facebook page. Just so that they can see who is coming, they can get, they have a link of who the person is they can contact. They can make initial contact. So that way when they're coming here, they're already going for the interviews.
Okay. And can you only help soldiers get into programs at Fort Riley? Or can if they let's say they're moving on to another base, are you able to help them out in those areas as well?
If they're transitioning out here at Fort Riley, I mean their ending date is from here, we do everything here. If they're going to a new location, they have Soldier for Life at every single Army post nationwide. Also, the Air Force has it, Marine Corps, Navy, and even the Coast Guard.
Okay. If somebody's listening to this and they want more information, you mentioned the Facebook page. Is there other avenues for that?
Yes, you can look online. If you type in Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program, it will give you all the phone contacts. It will even give you the phone contacts to Fort Riley. Our number at Fort Riley is 785-239-2278.
Okay. Any deadlines to sign up for this or anything like that?
I always say the earlier you come, the better off you're going to be in the long run.
Okay. Sounds good. Again, it's the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program at Fort Riley. Anything else we should know before I let you go?
No, I think the biggest thing for the soldiers is don't take anything for granted. The training that we give you will help you prepare and then get to a career skills program because that's the easiest way to link into employment.
All right, very good. Mitch Foley, Transition Services Manager at Fort Riley, again, our guest here on In Focus. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus after this. News Radio KMAN.